Security threats grow as more people sign up for social networks. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. The semi-annual Web Hacking Incidents Database report from Breach Security finds an increasing number of malicious attacks targeting users of Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and other social networks. Breach Security's Ryan Barnett says bad guys are targeting vulnerabilities in social networks more and more because, increasingly, that's where all the people are.
They have so many, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of users that it's a target-rich environment for the bad guys. You know, so if they want to target where the end clients are going, those social networking sites are a hotbed.
How are the malicious hackers who target social networks making money off this? Because this sounds like it probably is a monetary motivation rather than like a defacing kind of motivation.
On social networking sites, what they're trying to do is exploit browser flaws. You know, if the end users aren't keeping their browsers and all the plugins up to date, this malicious code might execute, and what ends up happening is their browser will be forced to install keyloggers, trojans, backdoors, where they can become a part of a botnet, or they have these banking trojans that will just sit silently on the computer, but then once you go to log into your bank, it will then steal your login info and send it to the bad guy. So that's one way to make money off of this, is just to get malware installed on the end client, and then you can abuse their, you know, computer system or accounts later.
Right. So the social networks are a door into the larger world of the person's entire computer and online life, basically.
Yes, that's the main end goal that we've been seeing. The only other kind of monetary way to make money, there are some ways you can do like a click-through and banner ad click fraud. You know, if you can force people to click on things or request pages that the end bad guys actually own and can generate revenue on, that's another thing that we've seen them doing.
An attack that I've seen recently doesn't really seem to fit into this category. I have a former colleague whose Facebook account was hijacked, and then the hijacker basically made it so she couldn't get back in, and then the malicious hacker started to send instant messages through Facebook to this person's friend saying, "I'm in London, I was mugged, and I need money.
I have no money." Right.
How common are those kind of attacks right now?
That's a good question. It's hard to get concrete, you know, statistics on those types of attacks where you have account takeovers. Oftentimes what ends up happening is bad guys are able to brute force login credentials, you know, for these sites. And the two underlying issues there are, you know, if the web applications are not enforcing end users to use strong passwords, then as we know, they're going to pick pretty weak passwords. So if bad guys are using automated tools to submit different login and password combinations, ultimately, they're probably going to hit on some of those and be able to get into account. Now, the other problem is most of these social networking websites, they don't have very good anti-automation type of defenses, you know, to say, hey, you've tried to log into this account, you know, 100 times. Let's lock the account, which means that they can just do this indiscriminately and just do hundreds of thousands and be able to enumerate it. So once you actually have an account takeover, then it's, like you said, the example you gave, it's what does the attacker want to do? How do they want to abuse this account?
That's Ryan Barnett with Breach Security. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.